setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
This has everything. An affair, baby, death. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get inheritance for your kid born after your dead lover, you're doing okay. So this is a twisted tale. Lang having an affair with a married businessman now wants an inheritance for the son. Now look, the married businessman passed away in 2021, 3 years ago. She claims, though, that she conceived his son by using both their ingredients at a private clinic and gave birth to the guy, the little boy.
Oh, so he wasn't even there.
Wasn't even a part of that. So now, once part of the estate for her son, you know, she's just trying to want, she wants a better life for her son, obviously.
Carve a little piece of the pie, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, the problem was, she's unable to really prove that the married businessman who passed away in 2021 gave his consent before he passed.
To use his DNA?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I would imagine that might be tough to prove.
That would be kind of... No, trust me. He said it. Trust me.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, what a story. But yeah, a little setting the bar story. I can't imagine how many people are probably in this exact same scenario right now. So...
I wouldn't venture to say a lot. I would hope not a lot. I would hope.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get inheritance for your kid born from your dead lover, you're doing okay.
OMG.
What?
Add insult to injury for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Can we point that out?
Sure.
Because who knows if the wife knew about her husband's extracurricular activities.
Does now.
That, so to mourn his death and then find out about that.
Yep.
Yikes.
That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.